Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Yeah, I was thinking about how technology has taken away the newness of seeing those that you love and care about and have a relationship with after leaving them for a time. Because it's like you never get a chance to go away.
Mm.
I mean, it's like you never say, how are you doing anymore? Because you're constantly in communication. You never say, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it's a continual conversation that started, you know, 5 years ago when texting and instant messaging and email began.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a day you would leave, everybody would leave and they would come back together and they go, hey, how are you doing today?
Right.
And it's like, and the best you can do with today's technology is before you send a text or an instant message or an email, an individual email or text by itself has to say that. It has to say, hey, how are you doing today? Because we have we've taken away the freshness and the newness of relationships. So I encourage you, don't let technology keep you in a continual perceived conversation with somebody that never ended. Because it's not true. Because you did go away.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing each other and spending time with the Lord afresh. And His mercies are new every morning. And greet each other. And spend time asking people how their day went or their weekend went, or because tech, that's like one continual long conversation that just never ends.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are in, you know, Facebooks and whatever else is out there.
FaceTime. Just FaceTime me yesterday.
Yeah, right. And it's like you never leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you never leave. And the thing is that, and then the danger is that then you become familiar with what you perceive you never leave. And if you become familiar with it, then all of a sudden you take it for granted. And then one day you send a text and nothing comes back.
Mm.
And you wonder why. And the thing is, you took it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You just took it for granted. And you began to be critical. And when you can be critical, then it just began to break things down. The truth is, you're not in a continual communication with somebody. You have the ability to communicate on a regular basis. But understand the conversation is like when you're talking to people and they're talking back to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we consider, you know, VFN Radio is where we're talking to you and we're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just a conversation, because you just don't have them anymore.
Mm-mm.
But we just try to keep the conversation light. And we have just such positive feedback from our listeners that it's just refreshing that, you know, I'm not being text, you know, characters in a text that I don't even know what they even mean. And I'm not only using whole words, but we're using whole sentences and, mm-hmm. and whole things.
Right,
right, right.
You know, and it's a lot of encouraging things in that particular area. So if, in fact, you are saying that you are communicating with your parents, but truly you're only texting them every now and then, that's not really – I know it is in this present generation. People accept it as norm. But there's people – I was speaking to somebody recently. Well, people break – they actually break up relationships by just texting somebody. They go, it's over. I'm just not that into you.
Okay.
That's me text back, I'm standing behind you. Or, you know, people fire people over a text. Or people, and it's like, listen, you know, it's a relationship. I mean, how did relationships end up being broken down to 25 words or less? You know, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody says, quick, sum it up. Okay, you're ignorant. <You're right? laughs> It's like, okay, stretch that a little bit. You're ignorant.
Yeah, you might want to proof your texts before you send
no.
them.
Yeah, no. I was about to say that. Yes. I was definitely, yeah. I was getting there, but I didn't want to stay in the serious moment. you know, and somebody says, well, you make it a little bit longer, and says, well, you're stupid and ignorant.
Mm.
The thing is, it's like, no, have a conversation. Mm. Have a conversation with somebody. Speaking of technology, I was riding in a storm the other day, and on some of these mobile devices you have where you can speak to the phone. I have an Apple with a bite out of it. Dear God, help me, Lord.
Forgive us, right?
The logo, I'm thinking, I just like, anyway, so the, well, it's not the burning tree phone. That's all I got to say. There'll be a merger tomorrow. Anyway, so, oh, I'm sorry. Does somebody have one? Yes. Anyway, so the
storm.
Yeah, I mean, a serious storm. It's amazing the storms that are happening in America. Just makes you can't get away from the prophetic word given by John Paul Jackson. Yeah. As lightning looks like it's going through one ear and coming out the other. It's like, this is that storm thing. Lightning's popping down and striking things, and there's glow happening. I mean, there's rain's coming down. And I'm riding down the road, and I said, I am not going to text and drive. Period. I'm just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked my phone up and I turned on Siri.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, dear Heavenly Father. And I was like, you know, I just said, you know, a normal perceived because the text is throwing me off. It's like, I don't even have a clue what I was saying. And I didn't have my glasses on to prove what I sent, which, by the way, is very important because Siri's not that cooperative, I found out.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very, very inappropriate vocabulary. And so I pushed send. And then I finally stopped at a red light and put my glasses on. Looked on my phone at the message I sent. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Lord. I can't believe you. I just can't even describe. I can't even describe what this text said.
Oh,
and I was shocked. And both of us, of course, I made a phone call and I immediately said, delete that. Of course, they're going, I've got to delete that. And it was like, that is not what I said that I know of. Maybe I need deliverance. Maybe there was another voice going on. I don't know. But I had a witness. Donna was there. I told her. Anyway, so, yeah. So, you know.
Prove it.
Yeah, just talk to somebody. Yeah. And Siri can mess up some serious thing. Mm. Thank God it went to somebody who loves me. And understands all my flaws.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.